This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is creating a robust semiconductor ecosystem which will make the nation self-reliant and globally competitive. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the Semicon India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The Prime Minister highlighted that the global semiconductor market has already reached $600 billion and in the coming years, it is expected to surpass $1 trillion. He said the day is not far when India's smallest chip will drive the biggest change in the world.
यहां दुनिया भर में सेमीकंडक्टर से जुड़े एक्सपर्ट्स हैं 40-50 से ज्यादा देशों का यहां रिप्रेजेंटेशन है और भारत की इनोवेशन और यूथ पावर भी यहां नजर आ रही है और ये जो कॉम्बिनेशन बना है उसका एक ही मैसेज है द वर्ल्ड ट्रस्ट इंडिया बिलीव्स इन इंडिया एंड द वर्ल्ड इज रेडी टू बिल्ड द सेमीकंडक्टर फ्यूचर विद इंडिया
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर विल आल्सो पार्टिसिपेट इन द सीईओज राउंड टेबल टुडे Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, has arrived in New Delhi on a three-day visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, received him at the airport. Mr. Modi and Mr. Wong are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions on Thursday. During the visit, the Singapore Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of Prime Minister Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both the countries to further strengthen this partnership. India has sent humanitarian aid to Afghanistan after a massive earthquake there. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that 21 tons of relief materials were airlifted yesterday. This includes blankets, tents, hygiene kits, water storage tanks, generators, kitchen utensils, portable water purifiers, sleeping bags, essential medicines, wheelchairs, hand sanitizers, water purification tablets, ORS solutions, and medical consumables. The minister said India will continue to monitor the ground situation and send more humanitarian aid over the coming days. Meanwhile, the death toll from the devastating earthquake in Afghanistan has crossed 1,400 with thousands others injured. Prime Minister Modi virtually launched Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Saak Sehkari Sangh Limited. Jivika Nidhi aims to provide easy access to funds at affordable interest rates to community members associated with Jivika. The Prime Minister also transferred 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, through this scheme, the rural women empowerment of the state, the rural women entrepreneurs of the state will now get money more easily. The Prime Minister expressed deep pain over the derogatory remarks made by the opposition recently against his mother. He criticized the opposition for targeting his mother, who is no more and had nothing to do with politics. The citizens of Nepal and Bhutan entering India by land or air will not be required to furnish a passport or visa as earlier. The Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Exemption Order 2025, pointing out some major exemptions from requirements related to valid passports, travel documents and visas for specific categories of individuals and carriers. A person belonging to a minority community in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan, that is Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians, who were compelled to seek shelter in India due to religious persecution or fear of religious persecution and entered the country on or before the 31st of December 2024 without valid documents, including a passport or other travel documents, and the validity of such documents have expired, will be exempted from the rule of possessing a valid passport and visa. And in chess, 2025 World Junior Champion Pranav Venkatesh achieved a resounding victory over Grandmaster Alan Pichet of Spain to secure the title at the Fujairah Global Superstars Tournament in UAE. And that is the end of this news bulletin.